just thrilled to be joined by Artis Gilmore. You have continued to be involved in this Jacksonville program now years after graduating. Great success in the ABA and the NBA. Talk to us about how this program has changed.
Well, obviously there's been a tremendous amount of growth as well as changes since within the last four decades since I was a student athlete and part of this program here at Jacksonville. Certainly, you know, this is a new arena. We played at the Coliseum, and of course, the team, the coaches have gone through a number of changes. The program has really developed, and somewhat, you know, we've struggled within this last year, but no question, this program has really moved forward, and they have excelled.
Talk about your experience. No one can mention Jacksonville and not think that run to the Final Four. I mean, a school of 2,300 students, and you beat Kentucky in one of the great college basketball games ever played, end up losing to UCLA in the national title game. How well do you remember that all these years later?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the Kentucky game extremely well. And of all the games, as you mentioned before, that I've had a chance to compete in, I do remember the score, the final score in that particular game. But it was a unique and really special time for the university and this city, this community. We were able to do something very special, and, you know, it's difficult to repeat and have programs. We were looking at certainly a small institution, a program like Butler last year. You know, you figured it was just a hoax one year, but, you know, they end up coming back and being able to repeat for a national championship a second time. So, you know, that's nothing that's really unique today, and it's not unique because of the young kids now making, you know, quick decisions. They are deciding to move forward with their after one year and moving on. But, you know, we at Jacksonville, it's important for us to kind of continue to grow and develop, not only necessarily in basketball, but in all of our athletics.
We're joined at halftime by NBA Hall of Famer Artis Gilmore. Winthrop leading Jacksonville 27-15 on our Founders Federal Credit Union halftime show. You went to Gardner-Webb University for a couple of years when it was a junior college before coming here to Jacksonville. Talk about your path that ended up as an ABA and an NBA great.
Well, certainly I graduated from high school, and because of the lack of development, my grades and academics were not at the level where they should have been. And I decided to I entered Gardner-Webb, which was a two-year program, as you indicated. And certainly they was in the process of developing, adding a third year as well as a fourth year. And I could have very much been part of that initial first to graduating class. But one of my colleagues and myself, we decided to move on. And we was fortunate. We were able to return to Florida. And we came along together. And certainly the rest of the story is kind of special.
You started on a team at Jacksonville that went to the Final Four with another seven-footer, Pembroke Burroughs. It's not often two seven-footers are out there roaming themselves against, you know, you don't see those big guys anymore. What was that experience like?
Well, it was really, really special. You know, Pembroke, in the early years, he was in junior college as well at Brevard Junior College. And we competed against each other in the national junior college finals. And he had decided to come to JU. And after he had negotiated a athletic deal with JU, you know, I was able to come along later on and sign with JU. And so we end up with two seven-footers, which, you know, as you indicated before, is not many of programs around now that have guys that size.
When you look back at the experience after JU, the Colonels, the ABA, then the NBA, what do you reflect on now being in the Hall of Fame? How special is all of that?
Well, the Hall of Fame is really, that's the pinnacle that you know, they measure by success. And obviously, as a Hall of Famer, that's an indication that, you know, I have a really accomplished player. And so I'm pretty proud of that particular acknowledgement.
And what about the ABA experience? A lot of youngsters don't know even what the ABA was.
That's true, but, you know, with access to the internet and the web, now certainly, you know, they can get quickly up to speed. But mentioned the fact early ABA, there was, you know, when I competed in the ABA, there was only three networks, and certainly we were not covered on either one of them, in any of them. So that was a tough challenge, but we were, you know, I was successful with some other great players, the Hall of Famer, Julius Erving, George Gervin, Moses Malone, just a host of other terrific players.
What advice do you give to young players today?
You know, it's hard to say. I'd say, listen, you know, everybody have goals, but put them in perspective and, you know, focus on what you like to do and want to do and want to be, you know, and do it. You know, it's the tools and the things that's available to young kids today. Take advantage. I say take advantage of it and focus and do the things that, but most of all, you know, make sure that you focus on getting your education, because you're not only competing against your neighbors, you're competing against the world.
Artis, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Artis Gilmore, the NBA Hall of Famer, who has a big league handshake, joining us at halftime here tonight.